Dave Anderson, you're live on BBC Radio London. How extraordinary. Can you believe what you're seeing?
Well, to be fair, yes, because you never would bet against this football club doing anything. You know, the last 10 minutes, I've retired from management, but I felt like a manager for the last 10 minutes, I have to tell you.
Watch this presentation with us, because it means so much, doesn't it, to those players. We'll just make sure you don't do yourself a mischief. If you turn around and you can see what's going on. There's Eric Samuelson with a little hug there for Barry Fuller, because we don't want you to miss this moment, because you're part of this story. Who's going to play you in the film?
Well, I'd sort of said Liam Neeson, but someone said that they were not sure Liam Neeson would want to put on that much weight.
No, not at all. Come on. Liam Neeson's a very good fit. I think his agent will be on the phone now saying, you've got to get me involved.
I tell you, the problem is that you can't make this Hollywood movie because they keep moving the goalposts.
Good point. Where do they finish it? Because who knows what's going to happen next season? Amazing. It's some wonderful scenes there with those players. Andy Barcham getting hugs. Is Ivor Heller up there? You know, and again, these are people you know very well, Dave, because you can see the emotion and the torture of the last couple of hours as well.
But I tell you, the funny thing was, beside me in the ground today, like sitting beside me, was my old assistant manager. And when we seen the fans behind the goal, we said, it's a little bit like the Surrey Senior Cup final, which is only 10 years ago, you know?
Here we go. Yeah. This is the moment we're all going to want to see. And Dave, it's wonderful you can share it with us, because there's that playoff trophy. It's great to have a bit of silverware on a day like this, because it's such an important moment. Paul Robinson's up there as well. Barry Fuller's going to grasp that trophy and show it to the side.
Nick, as well, to do it through the playoffs as well makes it all the more special, doesn't it?
Oh, and Eric Samuelson's going to be part of the presentation party as well. There's Barry Fuller, who's done this before, and he's saying, come on, folks. And he's asking Paul Robinson to step forward as well. He wants to claim the trophy with everybody. Those Wimbledon fans want it now. And Barry Fuller, the Wimbledon captain, kisses the trophy and holds it and shows it to those Wimbledon supporters from South West London. The club that refused to die just keep getting better and better and better. It is a Hollywood story. It's a fantastic Hollywood story. Many people wouldn't believe it, but the big question is, where will it end? Where's it going to take them now? They're in League One, the third tier of English football. You couldn't believe what you're seeing, really. Imagine yourself on Wimbledon Common 14 years ago, and now Wimbledon have won the playoff final and they're in League One. Absolutely brilliant. There's Neil Ardley with a huge ovation as well. Again, it's great that Dave Anderson, the former Wimbledon manager, one of Neil Ardley's predecessors, is watching it with us. There's Jake Reeves, huge roar for him. They're loving this. And yeah, Dave, just if we can take you back, do as you say, the cup finals that you oversaw, it really is not very long ago. It's not as though it's history. Most of us can remember it.
No, it's my. I brought my son with me today, and he's 14. And I was saying to him, you know, son, 14 years ago this started, you know. You can't believe that it would be what it is now. But, you know, to be a little brick in it is, will be on my gravestone, I suppose.
It certainly will. But I told you, you'll have a credit when the titles roll.
They're very good. They're very good supporters. They exaggerate the role you played, and I was in the bar with them today, and they. I think that's what drives this thing on. There's no one leader. They're all in it together, and when you're part of it, you're part of it.
Do emotions get to you on days like this? Have you kept it together?
Yeah, I'm quite a. You know, probably cool, knows it. You know, I'm from Belfast. Big Mac was my best mate, and you know, we're hard men, but this brings a tear to me, if I'm honest.
I'm absolutely certain of it. And you know, as you say, being involved in something like this, when you get to a position where you can kind of look in but be out of it as well, it must be a strange situation for you, because you know so much about the football club. You know how crucial it is. But today you're a fan as well. There's Dave Bessant getting away.
Yeah.
And Laurie Sanchez as well. It must be a unique position for you to be in, because on a day like this, you've got your family, you're a fan, and yet you're also part of the history as well.
Yes, and when we met in the pub, there was about 8 or 9 of the old players who met up. And, you know, that's got to be a real strength, everyone, because no matter what club comes to here over this weekend, I'm not sure there was 2 of their ex-managers and 10 or 12 of their ex-players in the bar with the supporters, because that's what it is. But once it's in your blood, that's my club forever, you know.
It's the first job I had doing this job was outside Soho Square on the day that it was. But virtually my first assignment was to go and cover the news that the FA had sanctioned the move to Milton Keynes. I don't want to talk too much about Milton Keynes, because it's not about them. but the fact that they'll be in the same division, the fact that the balance is slowly tilting back the way of the real Wimbledon in South West London, that's got to be a bit of satisfaction.
Yes, but I've always said that the football gods will look after the club, and they have. And this is proof. Listen, what happened to them, you know, that they took on the chin and they formed a football club, and I was proud to be part of it. But football gods act in this funny way. And I'm walking in the ground, my assistant manager says, we'll win today, you know. He says, because it's written in the stars, you know. And to be fair, finally, you know, for what the FA did to them, they've did this in the FA's backyard.